Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Hi there. This is Dr. Cupertino. You're called in, you're standing by, and you're standing tall to hear about the next topic. Take my hand, precious Lord. Nothing else is working. You know, our world is on an axis, running fast, and many people are thinking, you know, I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm doing everything that I need to do, that I think I should do. I don't think I'm going to make it. For some reason, I don't know what is going on in the world. But one thing I do know that if I'm alive today, I got a chance today to make it right, to get it right, to ask someone to help me to get it right. And I'm so happy about that. Oh, I'm so happy about that. But in the meantime, I want you to know that we're going to welcome our illustrious, and I call him that, even though sometimes he gets upset, Colonel William Harrison. He's been on the show just about every Saturday for the last 2 months, and I'm very happy that he's been able to actually take that time to come on and share words of wisdom with us. But right now, this topic, take my hand, precious Lord, nothing else is working. People are feeling that, you know, I don't even know why I'm here. I don't know what I was born for, even though really everyone's born for a reason. Some are saying that, you know, I was thinking I was born to make my life worth living, but somehow I failed. I thought I was worth the promise of a life that brought happiness and joy to myself and others, but I have failed. I don't know what's going on. I need some help. Right now, you're going to get some help, and you're going to get some help because we know that anyone listening to this show has a purpose. They not only have a purpose, but they have a promise from the Creator that if they walk upright, they love their neighbors as themselves. If they make up in their mind that come what may, they're going to do all that they can to practice the edict of loving one another, hey, how can you fail? But people are crying out. They're calling out to the Lord. And they're saying, oh, my God, Lord, take my hand. What must I do? What must I do to really do what is required of me as a human being? I'm getting up every morning. I'm going to work every day. I am not hurting anyone. I am not doing anything that would put me at odds with the world. But for some reason, things are not going my way. I don't know what it is. I don't even know why. Cannot seem to really make it in this world. I have no idea. I have no idea. I need help. God, take my hand. When you ask another force, the creative force, when you ask that force for help, you're going to get it. No matter what. Some say, well, who is it? Is it? Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Muhammad? Are you talking about Allah? Are you talking about Jesus Christ? Are you talking about Jehovah God? I tell you what, it doesn't matter who I'm talking about. You know why? Because there is a book that has been inspired to be written centuries ago that has been earmarked to help people know how to live and how to contact any kind of a higher force. And one method is called prayer. One method is called holding up holy hands, because no one else has any answers. People are thinking, oh, my God, oh, my goodness, what can I do? What can I do to be saved from this kind of life that I'm living? Nothing seems to be working. Nothing seems to matter. No matter what I do, I'm still overwhelmed by my bills. I still have all kinds of problems. My children are not right. My family does not seem to want to do the right thing. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. What can I do? What should I do to be saved? Oh, my goodness. Saved from a life that doesn't seem to be working. And when people call in and they say, something's not right. My life's purpose has not caught up with me. Everything I touch seems to crumble. Everywhere I go, nothing seems to be quite right. What's going on? I like to tell people, you're probably in a wrong assignment, on a wrong assignment, with wrong alignment. You see, when a person doesn't know why they were born, that means they're on a wrong assignment. They're doing something. They're creating something. They're acting out in a world, in their world, that is not with their divine alignment. What is divine alignment? Divine alignment is doing the things, acting out the things, going about doing things that are in harmony with their destiny. Well, what is my destiny? How do I know? This is how you know. Close your eyes and you can start thinking back, all the way back to when you were young. What is it that I really like doing? What is it that beyond the shadow of a doubt, I felt happy doing? I felt great participating in. I just knew no matter what, this was the lifestyle that I was going to live. When you think back over your life at some of the things that you loved doing, that you really enjoyed doing, no matter what, when money was no object, you knew you was going to be dancing, or you knew you were going to be playing a musical instrument. You knew you were going to be saving someone somewhere out of something. That is your destiny talking straight up. That is your destiny telling you straight up what your life mission and course is. You don't have to ask your neighbor. Your neighbor has to figure out what kind of help they need and whether or not things is working in their life. They've got to figure that out. So, in a nutshell, if a person is crying out and they're saying, oh, my life is miserable. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know even why I am living. You've got to go all the way back and say, well, how about this thing called prayer? Prayer works, but it only works if you're close to what you're praying to in the way that he approves. Prayer is masculine, so I'm using it in the he form, in the masculine form. You've got to go back, and you've got to determine what you loved doing, what you enjoyed doing. Maybe you tell mommy, mommy, I'm going to be a fireman when I grow up. Mommy, I don't know why I feel like this, but I'm going to be a doctor. Dad, I don't know if we can afford it, but I want to go to college. I want to be a lawyer. I want to help try to right some injustices. I may not know what I'm talking about at an early age, but one thing I know, I want to save people. I want to help people. And I'm crying out to God to take my hand. When he takes your hand, he's going to lead you. And now that's the problem in itself. When you ask God, when you ask this Lord, this higher power, to take your hand, to be led, but you've got to want to be led into the direction that he's going. What direction would a creator go? To continue creating great things and to be, and to become more of that creative power, that source today than it was yesterday. When you ask someone to take your hand, that means you're willing to walk with them to hell or high water. You got to be willing to walk the walk with this higher power. If there's some holy book that this power, this higher power has written, you've got to be willing to walk that walk with this higher power, with this higher source, and to follow the lead. Follow the lead. Don't try to tell the leader where to go or what to do or how to do it, what time to get up and go. When you stretch forth your hand and you ask this source, take my hand. Take my hand. Take my hand. You're asking the power to lead you into higher heights, more experiences in life, and most of all, to a life determined by your purpose. When you ask this higher source to take your hand, it is not going to lead you into situations worse than you're already in right now. But we've got to be willing. Once it he takes our hand, we've got to be willing to go all the way. He's going to guide you, lead you, and show you. Who knows what he's going to show you? One thing about it, you can believe. He's not in the shape that you're in. He's not in the shape that I am in. Once you cry out asking for him to take your hand, you're asking for leadership. You're asking for guidance. You're asking for some other help or assistance with your life. You know no one else can give. That is what you're asking. That's what you're asking. You're not asking for anything else. That is what you're asking. Precious Lord, take my hand. Nothing else is working. It also means that whatever has been going on in your life that is a has or was taking place, it means that you don't have the answers. You have no answers for redemption. You don't have the answer to the way out of whatever situation you're in. That is what you're saying. That is what you're asking. That is why you're asking. Take my hand, precious Lord. Nothing else is working. I've tried it all. I've done it all. I've asked for it all. I shared it all. I showed it all. Ain't nothing working. Nothing is working. And when you get in a car, you want that car to work. When you put that key in the ignition, you want to know that in seconds you're going to be able to drive off the curb. But you're saying by asking, reaching out for your hand to be taken, you're saying nothing else is working. Nothing else is working. Nothing else has worked. I don't know what's going on, but nothing else is working. That is what we're saying. So why not follow a trusted source that is not hungry, that is not sick, sitting up in a doctor's office every week? Why not ask a source that is fed? The cattle on a thousand hills is his. Why not? Why not ask a precious Lord to take your hand that neither slumbers nor sleep, no matter what, you know it's going to be all right. Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not trust the source that says, I created all things, and because of me, you live? Why not? Why not ask that source to take your hand? Why not? Why not? You ask the government to take your hand. You've asked the doctor that you don't even know in a white coat that has his name on it to take your hand. Why not trust one that doesn't need an injection, a higher source that needs no medication? Why not trust him? Why not ask this precious source, this creative precious source, to take your hand and guide you? You allow every book, every television show. You've allowed every neighbor's tongue. You've allowed every friend's advice to lead you in your life's quest for happiness. Has any of that worked? The answer is no. Answer is no. It has not worked. It has not worked. They are suffering as much as you. They're going back and forth to the doctor as much as you. They may not know where their children are tonight, just like perhaps you. Their wife might be secretly contemplating a divorce. Hey, why not trust a source that needs no help, that needs no money, that needs no car ride, no cab fare, no Uber? Why not trust that source? Yes, ask the higher power, God, Jesus, Lord, whoever it is that you think is going to be your leadership God. Why not stretch forth your hand? Why not stretch forth your hand and ask the Lord to look in on your life? Ask him to show you what you should be doing with your life. Ask him what direction you should take with your life. Let him know you tried it all. You've been there, done that, and that your life is in a shallow mess. Your life is so much in a shallow mess, you don't know if you can face tomorrow. Why not fall down right now and say, God in heaven, come on down. Take my hand. I've tried it all and nothing is working. I'm in the mess I'm in right now because I did not call out and call on you when I had the chance. Precious Lord, take my hand. I've asked Daddy to take it, but he can't help me. I've called on Mama to take my hand. Mama is gone. I've called on relative, friend, and foe to take my hand. Nothing has worked. I'm now in a final act of desperation. Not that you're last on this poll, but in a final act of desperation, God, I'm asking you to take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. I walked in foolishness long enough. I have walked in darkness long enough. I have walked like a drunken man long enough. I have walked in my own wisdom long enough. I have walked after vain glory long enough. I have walked for money, fame, and fortune long enough. God, I'm not happy. God, something is a serious disconnect in my life. I'm disconnected from a force that I know I should be connected to, but God, help me. I'm not going to do it on my own, but I don't want to suffer anymore. Precious Lord, take my hand. Nothing else is working. What would work? What will get me out of the hell that I am in? There is a scripture that says all that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So whatever you're in that you need some salvation out of, that's one cue. That's one clue right there. Call on the name. Fall down and call on the name. Precious Lord, I need some help. I'm tired of crying, lying, and begging. I'm tired of acting out, crying, lying, and begging. Precious Lord, if I knew the way, I'd be on that path right now. Precious Lord, take my hand. Nothing else is working. Well, what do you want to work? Do you want your marriage to work? Do you want your relationships with others to work? Do you want the boss on the job to work and stop bothering you and harassing you? You just want to get your work done. What is it you want? You want something that is going to make your life better today than it was yesterday. Precious Lord, take my hand. And I took everybody's hand and their word, and I failed. I have done that, but I have failed. I'm no better off today than I was yesterday. Living, eating, breathing, drinking. Lord, something is amiss. Something is wrong. My hand, precious Lord, because nothing is working in my life. What is my blueprint? Well, let me see here if I'm asking the precious Lord to take my hand. Number one, I've already been asked to love my neighbor as myself. Now, I in my flesh might hate him or her, but because a high edict has told me that, then I'm going to overrun. I'm going to erase what I think, or what I would like to see done or not done. And I'm going to put my best foot forward to love, not care about, not think about, not look in on, but I'm going to put my best foot forward to love my neighbor. Now, if I don't know what that means, I can ask anybody. I can get a dictionary on that down. When you love something or someone, you're going to look after them, you're going to care for them, you're going to make sure they're okay. If you leave town, you're going to make sure they're okay some kind of way, elderly neighbors, older members of society, the cat next door. Love your neighbor. If he's running around, say, oh, I'm going to love him. You know, I don't really like cats, but, you know, I think I'm going to start loving him. Love, I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. I heard somewhere that's the greatest commandment ever. In other words, I'm going to stay in line myself. And if I get in line and stay in line, then something good should happen, because I am following the one that I asked to take my hand. I'm asking for a direction. So that is one aspect of a directive that we can take. The next inside of that, as myself. If you love yourself, you're going to give yourself the best, you're going to eat the best food, drink the best water, and not eat nothing at all till you can. Come on now. Come on. This is not a one-way street. You have first got to love yourself. Now, if I'm cutting dope, snorting cocaine, running around with 10, 12 bags of weed in my car at any given time of the day, if I'm plotting someone's death, if I'm going around trying to put myself up over my neighbor, I'm not really loving myself. I'm condemning myself to a supernatural death. That is what is going on. That is what is going on. But you know, let me tell you something. Anytime you ask a higher source power to take your hand, they're going to take it. And then the creator God is not going to lead you down an empty path. The one talking to you that's in your ear might do that. But one thing about the human soul, they know when they hear something in the deepest of their gut that's not right, and that they don't have to follow blindly. Most of us know when we're going down a bad path. Of us know when what we're doing really, it just really is not right. Most of us know. Most of us know when everything we do does not seem to count or be worth anything in the lives of others. We're not really loving them. But that commandment, that saying, that verse, it has no meaning if you don't love yourself. So right now, what are some of the ways before we close that we can show that we love ourselves? Number one, take care of yourself. Number one, watch your appearance. Number three, make sure that you practice the best habits of eating and resting, being found in the right environment, walking in a rose garden at least once or twice a week if you can, making sure you get proper rest, making sure your associations are wholesome and not murderous, making sure every chance you get, you look for something good to do for someone else. Just don't do any good. But you proclaim that you are going to look, you are going to look for someone to do good. Go out of your way. There is a God that went out of his way to send his son. He didn't have to do it. I wouldn't have done it. He didn't have to do it. Send his son down from above. With a redemption bounty on his head. We're sitting talking right now because someone else paid our price to walk and eat and drink and to laugh uncontrollably if the occasion calls for it. He sent something down here. He said, I'm going to send him down. And he said, I'm going down. He said, the things that I am fond of are with the sons of men. Let me tell you something. We owe someone something. And when you owe, you are restless, you have no peace, and you're not going to get ahead. It's when you go all the way back to where you got off and you figure out what it is, I'm guilty. No, you ain't going to get ahead of the spirit of guilt. Oh, I'm scared. You aren't going to get ahead. You sure going to need somebody to take your hand if you fail with fear. So our goal is to go all the way back and say thank you to the one that paid the price. And you know who I'm talking about. Name is Jesus Christ. I don't know of any others that have said, I'm getting up on the third day. I'd be talking about them too. But right now, take my hand, precious Lord. Nothing else is working. Show me the way. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Show, part philosophical, part biblical. We welcome you next Saturday for part two, Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Nothing else is working. Show me the way. I got my shoes on. I got my marching boots on. Show me the way. Have a nice weekend.